The nature of the mind. Hindu view. The will to control the mind is not enough. We need also to know something about the nature of the mind. This we shall briefly discuss in the light of Hindu psychology, which has long had an adequate system of disciplines for controlling the mind. Hindu psychology is considered to be a science because it has, through proper investigation and verification, devised methods for the absolute control of the mind, leading to the attainment of perfection or illumination. What we say here is mostly derived from Hindu psychology, as it is interpreted by Swami Vivekananda in his complete works. Mind is a finer body within this cross body. The physical body is, as it were, only the outer crust of the mind. The mind being the finer part of the body, the one affects the other. It is for this reason that physical illness often affects the mind, and mental illness or tension often affects the body. Behind the mind is Atma, the real self of man. Body and mind are material. Atma is pure spirit. Mind is not the Atma, but distinct from the Atma. To use an analogy from science, the difference between matter and mind is only in the rate of vibration. Mind, at a low rate of vibration, is called matter. Matter, at a high rate of vibration, is known as mind. Both matter and mind are governed by the same laws of time, space, and causation. Matter is convertible into mind, though we may not have realized that this is so. Take for instance a person who does not eat for 2 weeks. What happened to him? Not only does his body become emaciated, his mind also becomes blank. If he fasts for a few days more, he cannot even think. He does not even remember his name. When he begins to take food again, strength slowly returns to his body and his memory revives. Therefore, it must be that food, which is matter, becomes mind. We read in the Upanishad of Kodalaka teaching his son Swetaketu by experiment how food is converted into mind. The 2 chapters with other relevant teachings run thus: that, my dear, which is the subtlest part of curds, rises when they are churned and becomes butter. In the same manner, my dear, that which is the subtlest part of the food that is eaten rises and becomes mind. The subtlest part of water that is drunk rises and becomes prana. Thus, my dear, the mind consists of food, prana consists of water, and speech consists of fire. The son Swaketu said, please, venerable sir, instruct me further. So be it, my dear. A person, my dear, consists of 16 parts. Do not eat any food for 15 days, but drink as much water as you like. Since the prana consists of water, it will not be cut off if you drink water. Swaketu did not eat any food for 15 days. Then he came to his father and said, what, sir, shall I recite? His father said, the Rig, Yajur, and Sama verses. He replied, they do not occur to me, sir. He could not remember the Vedas. His father said to him, just as, my dear, of a great blazing fire a single coal, the size of a firefly, may be left, which would not burn much more than that, Even so, my dear, of your 16 parts, only one part is left. And therefore, with that one part, you do not remember the Vedas. Now go and eat. You will understand me. Swaketu ate and approached his father. Then whatever his father asked him, he showed he knew it. Then his father said to him, just as, my dear, of a great lighted fire, a single coal of the size of a firefly, it left, may be made to blaze up again by adding grass to it, and will thus burn much more. Even so, my dear, of your 16 parts, only one part was left, and that, when strengthened by food, blazed up. With it, you now remember the Vedas. Therefore, my dear, the mind consists of food, the prana consists of water, and the speech consists of fire. After that, he understood what his father said. Those who doubt this teaching are invited to fast for 15 days, living only on water, and see what happens to their mind. Thank you.